This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this Thursday edition of Newsmakers at Noon. I am Denise Quinn.
And this is Hunter Newton.
And jumping right in, welcoming to the show, the senior editor from Restoration-News.com, senior investigative researcher for Restoration of America, Jeff Reynolds from Florida. How are you?
What's up, guys? It's a wonderful 72 degrees with a light breeze out here. I don't think I see any clouds. It's really quite nice.
I was going to mention that I'm looking at you on the screen here, seeing blue sky behind you. And ironically, earlier this week, we had a conversation with somebody else from Florida. And at that point in time, we were 10 degrees warmer here in Kaiser than they were in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You guys had a heat wave, didn't you? And we had a little cold front roll through.
It's been the most bizarre winter, and it's almost over. We're almost to spring. What are we? One more day. Tomorrow is the, the vernal equinox?
Yeah, the official start of spring.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, I don't know. I'm thinking there's a snowstorm in our future. I just feel it. Anyway, always love having.
Here.
I know. Well, it could happen. They've had snow in Miami before.
Sure. Yeah, we had snow in Tallahassee. We had like 10 inches of snow in Tallahassee last year.
Wow.
It's kind of ridiculous.
It's not going to happen in March or April.
It's that global warming thing. It's throwing everything sideways.
Oh, right. My gosh. Well, in my scrolling for my show prep today, which always is such a joy. Oh, my gosh. But I did see something, and we have to mention this. Chuck Norris, who we all love, Walker, Texas Ranger, among other things. I mean, the man is a legend. He's been hospitalized after a medical emergency in Hawaii. And I wanted to mention that because, no, you can't have Chuck Norris. No.
No, I don't think we've got the story backwards. The hospital is in Chuck Norris.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I just
Chuck Norris is holding death hostage.
That's right. Chuck Norris, we can't lose Chuck Norris. I mean, imagine the amount of memes that will have to be replaced if Chuck Norris were to go down.
I know.
It's clearly not going to happen. So, what are we going to we have to picture what the world looks like with Chuck Norris living forever because, we're already there.
I agree. So obviously we're praying for Chuck and for his family, but the memes just write themselves on this as well. All right. So you guys, we're day 34 of the Democrat shutdown. I'm tired of it. Enough of it. Stop it. Knock it off.
So the irony, the irony of this shutdown compared to the last one and everyone when there's a Republican president is it is front page news. It is being talked about nonstop so they can blame the president. I'm not hearing anything in mainstream media about this shutdown because I think everyone recognizes this is fully Democrat controlled.
That's a really good point, Hunter. That's clearly true. They've even admitted it, and they know ICE has already been funded. The whole idea is that they have created a partial shutdown of just the Homeland Security Department,
right? Mm-hmm.
Because they're angry about ICE. But ICE has already been fully funded in this congressional cycle, and they've admitted that. So they're really and they have also admitted that this is just to force concessions from Donald Trump. It has nothing to do with anything of principle other than hating Donald Trump and then by extension hating everybody who has to take an airline flight and go through TSA without any staffing, and also maybe hating the Coast Guard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anybody who has to fly, Jeff, you were saying you've got to fly in a couple of weeks. I got to fly in a couple months. God, it better be fixed by then. But, at some point you have to weigh, is it better just to rent a car and then take a couple of days to get there and back?
Well, and that's exactly the decision I'm working on right now. If it's not resolved in a week or two, I'm going to change my reservation and cancel my flight and rent a car and drive to D.C. instead of flying to D.C. Because, you know, then again, I also am a little concerned about helicopter pilots at Reagan National Airport too, right?
Oh.
So, you know, putting all of that into the calculus and whether or not I want to go through TSA, maybe I'll just drive.
Well, you know, at some point it almost, my trip obviously is to Boston. I'm not going to jump in a rig and drive, but it just, and then the airlines, you know, they're changing reservations on people. And again, we've all seen the images of those lines snaking around the block. The helicopters, I hadn't thought about that, but is there like a coast highway version like there is on the West Coast? Is there one on the East Coast? I don't remember, along the Eastern Seaboard. It could be a really pretty scenic drive all the way up.
There's I-95. Does that
95.
Count?
Okay. That's what I thought.
I-95 is the pit of hell.
I know.
I didn't say anything.
No, I'm going to say, I didn't think there was like a 101 that goes all the way up the coast. I don't remember anything. Of course, I never, even though I lived and grew up there, I never made it to Florida. Sad to say.
I did point out that Denise has got the I-90 from Seattle to Boston. You could just cruise that thing for days on end.
Well, I will say, I actually, when I lived in Boston after I graduated from college, and when I moved to Oregon, I took the train across.
Oh.
And I UPSed all my stuff, you know, the young guy didn't have a heck of a lot. And so, you know, and then I took the train across, and it was a spectacular trip, but it was not at all efficient.
No.
Like, it took me more than a week, you know, wow. And then I stopped and visited friends and family along the way, but, you know, if you need to get somewhere efficiently for business, the only way to go is flying. And the Democrats are deliberately shutting that down to throw a temper tantrum at Donald Trump.
Well, and not to mention, once you get on the plane, I mean, people, you know, they're in their pajamas, they're in their Crocs. Somebody forgot to teach them basic social skills 101 on how to get along with people on a plane. And you see videos every day of people acting like absolute idiots and getting thrown off. I mean, it's just the whole thing. I just have a sense of dread. If I didn't want to go where I'm going so bad, I wouldn't go. So it's just
It's not the luxurious status symbol sort of activity that it used to be. That's for sure. I will tell you, of all the great things that come from the state of Florida, one of the greatest is following the social media accounts of the Tampa International Airport, because their social media account has unofficially banned Crocs from the airport, and now they're working on a ban of pajama pants.
Oh, I love it. I'm writing that down. I got to go out. I'm going to find them and follow them on X. I love it.
Give them a follow. Then also give Mount St. Helens a follow on X, because that's a very funny follow.
It's Mount St. Helens?
Yes. And Mount St. Helens has some dude. Mount St. Helens is spicy.
Okay. And again, we always talk about this, but I do so much of my show prep. And I think, you know, well, all of us, for our research and things like that, it's out on X. And even if you don't want to engage on X, just get an account so you can go out there. And the hashtags are a great way to kind of sort things. I mean, my hashtag that I use a lot is hashtag Warpaw and Orledge. But every state has if you want to follow the politics, and people will categorize it. But I'm definitely following those two. We're talking to Jeff Reynolds today from restoration-news.com. And as always, bookmark it, follow it. We're going to take a break and come back with an article from restoration-news.com that's talking kind of about the shutdown and why Trump is right in what he's doing. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by the Perlin Mill and Color Tile of Salem.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out on this Thursday. We've got Jeff Reynolds joining us today, restoration-news.com. Headline today over there, Trump is right to hold Congress hostage until it passes the Save America Act. I read this over this morning. I'm like, I agree with this.
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea is he put out on Truth Social, I think it was last week. In fact, it was last week, that he's not going to sign any more legislation until Congress puts the Save America Act on his desk to sign. So nothing is going to get done, and he's putting maximum pressure that he can. He's also withholding his endorsement in the runoff election in the Texas Republican primary for Senate between John Cornyn and Ken Paxton. So he told them basically, I will endorse John Cornyn if he can get the SAVE Act passed.
Yeah.
If not, I'm not endorsing. So, you know, he's putting as much pressure as he possibly can to get this passed. And it's an obvious no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, 85% of Republicans and 70% of Democrats want to see voter ID for elections. It's an absolute no-brainer. And the holdup is actually, I mean, we already know the Democrats aren't going to vote for it. That's
right.
That's not a surprise. But if we get 50 votes plus one with J.D. Vance as president of the Senate, we can get it through and get it on President Trump's desk. And the holdup is actually John Thune and squishy Republicans, these rhino Republicans who don't want to take a stand. And perhaps the most insulting thing is that John Thune has taken a page out of the Mitch McConnell playbook, where he goes, you know, he was on Fox News last night giving an interview saying that, well, you know, when they vote it down, we'll have all the Democrats on record for opposing voter ID that everybody supports in America.
Yeah.
No strategy for actually getting the bill passed. And you know, the holdup is that they don't want to allow a talking filibuster or, procedural votes that would allow this thing to advance. And all the games they play, you know, that thing that Thune said on Fox News last night is just a cop out. And it's a typical cop out. We saw the same thing happen with the Obamacare vote.
Yeah.
Confirmation votes for justices. We've seen this time and again from the squishy Republicans. They're playing games instead of fighting with every tool in their toolbox on behalf of the American people. And it's infuriating. It's outrageous. And we should be mad at the squishy Republicans.
Well, and I think it's demoralizing. It has a chilling effect on the electorate. A lot of people, like we see this in Oregon, where you've got Republicans that just don't care anymore. They just, it's like, is the message you're sending me, my vote doesn't matter? I'm sending you to represent me, and you don't, and you clearly don't care that you don't. I heard Thune on Shapiro's show too, Ben Shapiro, saying the same thing, and then talking about, you know, well, I keep getting told that if, you know, that the Democrats are just going to get nuke the filibuster anyway, and you get the back and forth on the nuke and the filibuster and the talking filibuster. But the bottom line is leadership from Thune. Leadership is about getting your troops to, you lead them. This is the
right
outcome. The president has made it clear. Lead.
Yeah. Harry Reid had an airport named after him after he nuked the filibuster to get Obamacare passed.
Yep.
So, you know, that's what, those are the stakes. You know, you can either be a historic figure, whether you're right or wrong, you can be a historic figure, or you can just be another swamp creature that slowly fades into oblivion. It's your choice, John Thune, but it's time to make a choice and stand and fight like we elected you to fight.
I just don't know where we, if they cannot get this done, like you said, it's like 80 some percent of Republicans and a 70% of Democrats. It's a nonpartisan issue. The fact that we're even having to do this. I did have a question, though, because it's talking about voter ID and having proof of citizenship to vote. One of the caveats on that. But of course, you guys remember when we had, what was it, Measure 88, when Oregonians resoundingly said no to driver's cards for illegal aliens. And then the legislature went, yeah, whatever. So now we're giving driver's cards to illegal aliens. And that one of a driver's license is a form of ID. So I'm a little kind of like, how does that work? If the,
so
I don't know what I mean? Yeah,
that's a good question. I don't know the legality of whether a driver's card for an illegal alien counts as real ID, because I believe real ID is part of this equation.
See, I don't either. Yeah. I'd want to know that because it sort of waters it down or sort of makes it a moot point if it's just any ID works, because I think it was a passport, a real ID, which I don't like real ID, but there you go, or a birth certificate. Real ID compliant driver's license, and that's for federal elections.
Right,
so,
and it's for federal elections only, but that's, I mean, the entire point, and we can talk about the minutia of whether it would be effective or not, but the entire point is that blue states are badly skewing the votes of red states in the Electoral College and mm-hmm. in congressional makeup. If we actually had voter ID, Democrats would lose a heck of a lot more elections than they already do. And we would have a much more balanced, not even balanced, it would probably skew heavily towards the Republicans. And that's what they're really afraid of.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, you know, they're never going to win the Electoral College if they can't cheat in elections. And they'll never win control of Congress for the same reason.
Well, I think the Democrat Party would basically cease to exist if it wasn't for cheating and shenanigans, in all honesty.
Well, it's not like they advance public policy stances. No. And have a rational debate about them.
Never. No.
Because if
no.
they did, they lose. And they know that. That's why they have to go to fear mongering and character assassination of the Republican candidates. Everybody's a Nazi. Everybody's a white mm-hmm. supremacist. Everybody's mm-hmm. a racist. Everybody's a xenophobe or a homophobe or whatever phobe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. And it's character assassination. It's right out, by the way, it's right out of the Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx's little playbook.
Well, and it's why you see politicians like Abigail Spanberger in Virginia, you campaigning as a moderate, or in Idaho, you'll see really radical leftists or Democrats campaigning as Republicans. And that's, I mean, that's truly Rhino when you get, you know, Republican in name only. And it's not R-H-I-N-O, please. It's Rhino. It's an acronym. I see that all the time. And I'm like, oof.
Yeah,
but that seriously. So they can't really come out and tell you what their actual policies are, because everyone would balk and would not do it. So again, it's all about language, and it's all about euphemisms, and it's all about misdirection and a little lying. There, I said it.
Yes, no, it's true. It's absolute bovine fertilizer.
Yes.
You talk about Abigail Spanberger, the yeah. Democrat governor, CIA operative Democrat yep. governor of Virginia, who just got elected in November. We have another article up at Restoration News about all of the awful bills that she signed. She's basically turning Virginia into Oregon. And
yep.
There's a long list of bills that had the voters known this was what she was going to do when she went into office, they never would have elected her. They never would have elected a Democratic majority in the state legislature.
Well, because they went from Glenn Youngkin to her.
Right. And Glenn Youngkin is no conservative scholar.
Oh, no, no.
But but he's sane.
Yes. Isn't that sad? That's our metric now. That's our balance sheet. He's sane. Yeah, right. So there, right. We got that. I mean, that's just sad. It's just sad. So I don't know. I think obviously it's through the House now. It's over in the Senate. I don't know. You know, they're going to have, according to the leader soon, they're going to have a robust debate about this, and it's all going to come out. And I just don't know. I just, my faith meter is pegging towards running on empty.
This is, and you shouldn't have any faith in games like that we've seen over and over again. They think we're stupid. They think we're not going to figure out what their game is. But we've seen this time and time again. When a Republican leader doesn't want to actually show leadership, he makes a whole bunch of bluster about robust debate and getting them on the record for their vote while not fighting to get the important policy passed.
Well, and if that's what they're going to try and utilize in these midterm elections, oh, you know, the Democrats, I've never once seen anyone pull out a past voting, you know, and so this is why you need to vote for me, because this person voted against it, whether it passed or not.
That's 100% right.
That's good,
Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can say that all you want, but the voters don't really, they'll pay some attention to that, but they'll pay more attention to the fact that you didn't fight in the first place to get the important policies passed. You know, if you're not going to fight for the things that are important, why am I electing you? There's no voter enthusiasm for pointing out that the other guy took a bad vote when you could have taken a good vote and you did.
And yet these guys and gals continue to win election. I mean, it's very hard to primary a sitting senator, as we've seen in Oregon over the years. Of course, we've had Democrats. Well, I think Gordon Smith and then Merk the Jadrul, which means bum in Italian, for those who don't know, has been in there. And he's out making comments about that. And they're just flat out lying. They just flat out lie. I mean, every statement in this tweet I saw from Merkley's statement, none of it's true. But yet it just gets out there. Nobody challenges it. And it just sits out there.
Yeah, the whole thing about married women won't be allowed to vote because they can't get ID. What a load of bunk. Oh. But then, you know how the game is played, right?
Oh, yeah.
They get their buddies in the media to amplify the message 1,000 times. And the truth can't even get out there. If it ever gets reported, it's, you know, paragraph 23 in a 3-page article about how terrible Republicans are.
So the question now, we got about a minute left before we have a break for the news. I mean, what do we do? Is it worth calling? I mean, you know, if you're in
Absolutely.
A state. Yeah. So call Leader Thune, I know in Oregon they're going to vote no. I don't know that there's any point in calling Merkley or wax dummy Wyden, New York's third senator. He does. He looks like a melting. Anyway,
no, he really
that's
doesn't.
That's just
look
mean,
great.
Denise. That's it's, just mean.
It, he, yes, it is. But he is not aging well. At least
no,
Merkley looks semi, you know,
human.
Distinguished-ish. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wyden does not.
No,
but that's petty.
Yeah.
Of me too.
I know. We went there. That's all right. It's our Friday. All right. Well, yeah. Calling. I mean, you can get those, and you just leave a message. You don't have to leave a long diatribe. For goodness sakes. Don't be a jerk about it. But anyway, all right, we're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. And when we come back, we'll finish talking up with Jeff Reynolds from restoration-news.com. Come on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
All right, everybody. We are continuing our conversation with Jeff Reynolds from Restoration News. Boy, you sent this to me, Jeff, this morning, and I read this article, and we have to talk about this. It was absolutely chilling to read this, and it's kind of a gut punch when you look at the anecdotes and the stories are in here. The headline is, Coerced Abortions Climb as Feds Ignore Mail Order Pills. And, of course, all of this started under the Biden administration because it used to be illegal to mail these drugs. And then, hey, Biden.
Well, it is actually still illegal. But
somehow there's a loophole.
Yeah. No, so what happened is this actually goes back to the Comstock Act of 1873. So it's been illegal to mail any sort of abortion-related materials or substances since 1873 for over 150 years.
Okay.
And so that's a clear role of the federal government under the Constitution in the Commerce Clause regulating interstate commerce.
Mm-hmm.
You can't mail these abortion or any abortive fashion across state lines. And it's become especially important after the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade,
mm-hmm.
where the states now can set their own rules on abortion laws.
Yeah.
So there are several states where it's either illegal to have an abortion at all, or it's restricted to a heartbeat, which is usually about 6 weeks. Or
mm-hmm.
Florida
mm-hmm.
has a 15-week ban. And by the way, this aligns with European countries that have bans on abortion under 20 weeks.
Yeah,
so
some
of them are 12 weeks, right?
Yeah.
But in any event, there are several activist doctors across in blue states, California, Vermont, New York, several other blue states that believe it's their moral duty to mail abortion pills to people in red states because it's illegal for them to have an abortion under state law. And so several of them are under indictment, in fact, But there are states, including Oregon, just passed a shield law similar to what California already has on books and several other blue states that shields these doctors from extradition and prosecution. So that all said, so we've got a real mess on our hands when it comes to abortion, and abortion is actually increasing. It has increased since the Dobbs decision because of mifepristone. Now, the Biden administration, as you were mentioning, Denise, the Biden administration relaxed the restriction on dispensing mifepristone. It used to be that you had to have an in-person doctor's visit for it.
Right. And use it under a doctor's supervision.
That's right. That's right. Which makes sense because it's a pretty invasive process, right? And it's not the most pleasant thing you have to go through in your own bathroom. So the Biden administration used COVID as an excuse to remove that regulation. Now, what we've been doing at Restoration News, we've been reporting on this, a sister organization of ours, the Restoration of America Foundation, has been putting a lot of pressure on the Trump administration to return it just to what the Biden administration had pre-COVID, which is you have to see a doctor before you can get mifepristone.
Which they can do right now.
They can do right now. It would be a simple executive order, just like Biden signed. And then the FDA could write permanent rules for that and make it at least somewhat safer to get prescribed this medication. The Trump administration has just failed to act. There are a couple of senators. Josh Hawley is one of them, a couple of others, who have really been putting pressure on and having hearings and all that stuff. But so far, we haven't been able to make any progress against the Trump administration, who, you know, he's supposed to be the most pro-life president we've ever had, and he's done great things.
Right.
But in the meantime, what we're also seeing, because of this lack of regulation of mifepristone, we were the first outlet to report last year, we did the investigation on this, that it is 22 times more dangerous than what the drug manufacturer and what the FDA says it is. There are adverse effects, including ectopic pregnancies, death, hemorrhaging, all kinds of awful, spontaneous hysterectomy, just the worst kind of thing you could possibly imagine happening to a female body. All of the stuff is happening on this pill. And now what we're seeing in this article, we lined out several examples of coerced abortions where someone's mom slips it into their drink, or a girl's boyfriend forces her to take the pill, or that kind of thing, when they don't want to, or they're not sure, or they reconsider. If you reconsider an abortion, it's already too late. And so it's just horrific what we're seeing.
It really is, and it's disturbing. And you cite, there's a number of cases that are cited in this from all over the country. And a lot of this is really literally done from abortion pills that are purchased from a telehealth doctor. It's as simple as sort of logging on. In one instance, this guy used his girlfriend's personal information to go on and order it as her. These things are mailed to them. They're slipped in. During sex, he inserted it into her. I mean, it's vile what is happening, but it's coercing them. Scamming them. They don't know that it's happening. It slipped literally into a hot cocoa in one instance, and you don't know. And like you said, it's 22 times worse than anybody thought. And you're basically going into, and this is all happening in your own bathroom, which you can never escape the horror. And once it's started, it cannot be stopped. It's absolutely evil.
It is evil. And you know, you can be a zealot, a pro-choice. It's a moral imperative to allow a woman the right to choose. You can believe all of that and still realize what these people are doing is demonic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And if you have any conscience whatsoever, allowing these kinds of things to go on without consequences is a moral failure of our society.
It truly is. And like I said, it's all over the country. And in a lot of these instances, you've got these women who were pregnant, who were actually thrilled about it. And the boyfriends and husbands or whatever had gone along with it and then changed their mind. And this gives them a clear avenue to literally commit. This is murder to me.
It could end up being murder, not just of the baby, but of the mother too.
Because of the complications.
In fact, we had an earlier story about a gentleman, I believe in Texas, if I remember correctly. His daughter was given the pill without her knowledge by her boyfriend or husband. He was in the military, mm-hmm. and she ended up dying from the complications. This is not theoretical. This is not just hypothetical. This is actually happening, and it's happening at an increased rate. And we as a society have to decide whether or not we're going to accept this.
Yeah, looking at the article, you've got some specific cases that are referenced mm-hmm. in here. But I go, how many more out there that are never even brought to the forefront because of the
people, oh, yeah.
The women are probably at that point now, if someone slipped something like this into your drink, are you comfortable actually even making the accusation if you're stuck living in the same household?
That's a great point. I mean, if you're living together with somebody who's going to coerce you like that, how in what other ways are they abusive to the point where you're not going to speak up?
Another thing I'm seeing too, you've got medical professionals, the surgical residents. He was administering these drugs to his pregnant girlfriend without her consent. You've got medical professionals. Of course, we've all seen the videos of, nurse practitioners and doctors and anesthesiologists. It's just what is happening in that profession as well. First do no harm, the Hippocratic Oath. And you've got these people that are literally committing these criminal acts against people that they supposedly love. That's disturbing. Yeah. I mean, that's just disturbing on a completely different level.
No, that's 100% true. And what's happened to the medical industry is that, they're human just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And they are fallible creatures, and they are prone to mistakes or passions or, bad judgment, just like every other human being on the planet. They're not gods, and we should stop treating them like gods.
Well, yes.
And I sit here and go, so much of this downturn in the behavior and medical profession occurred during the COVID pandemic, where they're literally telling us people are dying. We're stacking dead bodies into, trailers as they're doing TikTok dances, telling us we need to get the jab.
Right. And all of that was a lie, by the way.
All of it.
And so many lies. And you only had to open your eyes to see the lying and the misdirection and the misinformation. And it's really frightening to watch when a wildfire like that takes off across society.
Yeah, and what it's consumed in its wake is something like this. And I really just would want to urge, and I think this may be, to get in touch with the Trump administration or whatever. This literally, like you said, is an executive order, and this stops today.
There have been lots of efforts to reach the Trump administration on this, and so far it doesn't appear that they've been effective. So I don't know what the next step is on that.
I don't either. And, I don't either.
Again, he's done so much mm-hmm. for unborn babies.
Yep.
And you have to give credit to him because he is the most pro-life president we've ever had. And yet he's got this blind spot on this particular issue where he won't allow it to move forward.
Yeah, I don't know what the brick wall is here on this. So hopefully his heart will somebody will reach him. Maybe this article will reach him. I don't know. It's disturbing. But when we come back, I want to talk again COVID and the bitter fruit of COVID. A new study coming out today about myocarditis and children and some other things that were found. And again, all of the three of us can say, yeah, mm-hmm. we knew.
Not surprised.
We paid attention.
We told you so. We were out there saying it then.
Yep, we were. So we're going to come back with Jeff Reynolds and talk more about that. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Salem Clinic Urgent Care in Cozy's New York Deli.
All right, everybody. We are wrapping up today's show, chatting with Jeff Reynolds, who joins us twice a month, which we are very grateful for. Article coming out of the Blaze Media. Damning study of over 1 million kids finds myocarditis only in the vaccinated. I have this heaviest of sighs on this. Ugh.
Yeah, I sit here and I just go, you know, when all of this was going down, if there was so much panic in the air, and I always go back to this, when it first started, if there had been a vaccine, my wife would have rushed herself and every one of our kids in to get them immediately. But by the time it became available to that our age group, there was enough evidence out there at that point that it wasn't the right call. So my family, fully unvaccinated, in my house.
No regrets.
Happy about it. Ecstatic. Yep. Thank goodness.
Yep.
Yeah, same here, Hunter. And it's it was obvious at the time that they were rushing things without proper safety protocols and without proper testing. It just never made any sense that you would take the spike protein, make it 100,000 times more concentrated and inject it into your arm. And that was going to make you immune to something without any further consequences. We've known for pretty much since this thing came out that they lied to us and told us it stays in the muscle when you get injected. That's
right.
A lie.
That was a lie.
It spreads into the bloodstream. It spreads all over the body.
Into the ovaries for women.
Yeah. Right. And into the testes for men. So it causes fertility in both sexes. And yes, there are women too. It causes infertility. It causes all kinds of pulmonary issues. It causes all kinds of heart issues and circulatory issues. It causes clots. We know this. We saw it almost immediately. We saw DeMar Hamlin, the safety for the Buffalo Bills, get CPR on the field on Monday Night Football because of this.
Yeah.
How much more evidence do you need than what you've seen with your own lying eyes?
Well, for a number of people, no evidence is enough because I don't know, you know, with this coming out because it's we knew going in that the least prone to be of anything, you know, bad happened to them from COVID was children, but yet they push this so hard on parents for children. I know many people, I mean, the browbeating and the pushiness and the, you know, shaming in doctor's offices to make sure. And a lot of people just could not stand up to it. So I don't know, as a parent, if you came through this, how you deal with the fact that you put this into your child. I don't, you know, either you dig in harder or you admit that you were really very wrong.
And I was on the board of directors for a school when I was still living in Oregon during COVID. And I had conversations with board members about, we know that it doesn't affect the children.
Yeah.
The children are not vectors for transmission of the disease.
Right.
We can reopen school and have normal school. And their pushback was universal. Well, the parents and the grandparents are deathly afraid of this, and they won't allow us to open because they think kids are going to spread it to them. When the evidence was very clear that when you were asymptomatic, you were not going to spread the disease. And all of the things that went into COVID were just fear-based misinformation. And that includes the spike protein and the vaccine that, you know, again, as you point out, it's all kids. They studied how many? 1.7 million.
Yep.
Right. And zero of them got myocarditis from the actual disease. They got it from the vaccine.
Right.
That's a lot of kids. The normal number of kids that get myocarditis is zero.
Yeah. Yes, there. And I'm quoting from the article, there were no cases of myocarditis or pericarditis in the unvaccinated group. It does not mean that it can't occur without it, but only that these events were not observed. So again, the numbers, this was a big broad study, and again, it was for kids, and that's the, yeah, it was 141,000 age 5 to 11, and then adolescents. So yeah, and 400,000 mm-hmm. adolescents. And the pushing with the masks and the pushing with the social distancing and the pushing with all of it we now know is bovine excrement, to use your term there. Because all of it was. It was all BS. Well, every bit of it.
I just go back to when Oregon finally started opening up and we could be out in public places, watching a grandmother being, walking down the way, she's not without a mask, but all of her grandkids surrounding her have masks on. And I go, what kind of disservice have we done to society you're going to kill grandma mentality, where grandma is living freedom, breathing fresh air. Her kids are sitting there in masks in order to not potentially infect her with COVID.
Well, we saw a lot of the theatrics, and you were just talking about what's happening in the Senate and everything with the SAVE Act. I just remember, the theatrics we saw of Rand Paul really, aggressively questioning Fauci and getting into it. But again, nothing has happened. There's been no consequences. Nobody's been perp walked. Nobody's been charged. Everybody's still, going about their merry business. They're trying to memory hole everything that happened with COVID. We just talked about it's 6 years from this. And if you can tell from my voice, I'm still pissed about this mm-hmm. because this was a crime against humanity. And now with this study coming out showing that you've got all the kids that were, their parents were coerced into sticking this poison into them. It's proven that, yeah, they are actually really, truly, we can prove that they are getting this. And what's going to happen? Nothing.
To this day, when I see a young person, an athlete, whether they're a teenager, whether they're in their early 20s, especially in peak physical condition, just suddenly drop dead, I sit there and my first thought in my head is they got the vaccination.
And there was a soccer player just a couple of weeks ago, 23 or so, that dropped dead of a heart attack. And, so it's still going on. And, Denise, you're still angry, and me too.
Yeah.
And it's not something that we should just move on and forget about. Oh, it was the heat of the moment. No, we need to learn everything we can about how this happened, why it happened, and how to prevent it from happening again. And to put, I mean, I know this is never going to happen. I'm not realistic. I'm not Pollyannish enough to think that there are going to be prosecutions, but there ought to be.
Yes.
There are people who deserve to spend the rest of their miserable lives behind bars for what they did during the pandemic. And that should be the lesson. That should be the way that society learns its lesson not to do this again. We often say things like never again, but mm-hmm. we rarely actually mean it more than, one or two generations down the road.
Exactly. And it is nice to see a lot of states are kind of putting in there that you can't do these mandates. You can't make people put this poison. You can't do any kind of medical treatments. You can't mandate that. And that's a start. And that's a good thing. But that's only statewide. But I know, and I'm just tired. And this, this sort of it vindicates, again, a lot of people who stood firm against the coercion. And it was hard, as all three of us know. But we're out of time. But I appreciate all of you guys. I appreciate you, Jeff. Thanks for coming on. Like we did stand against this. I'm happy to see studies like this. I hope they penetrate. I hope people take heed to them and they read them. So again, that's it for us, everybody. Thanks to Jeff Reynolds from Restoration News. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.